Why do you have so many servants? We should only rely on what is necessary for our clothing and food, and the same applies to our servants. Is there a need for this? Absolutely not. In fact, a single master only requires one servant, or perhaps two or three masters might share one servant. If you find this troublesome, think of those who don't have any servants yet enjoy efficient services. God created people to be able to serve themselves and even their neighbors. If you don't believe this, listen to Paul's words. These hands provided for my needs and for those who were with me. Paul, who taught the world and is worthy of heaven, did not disdain to serve countless others. Do you view it as humiliating unless you have numerous slaves? Do you not realize that it is precisely this view that truly brings shame upon you? God gave us hands and feet so that we wouldn't rely on servants. Slavery wasn't introduced out of necessity. Had it been, Adam would have had a slave. Rather, slavery is the penalty of sin and the punishment for disobedience. But when Jesus Christ came, he also put an end to this. For in Christ Jesus there is neither slave nor free. Thus, it isn't necessary to have a slave. If slavery is necessary at all, let there be only one or at most two. Why do you need hordes of servants? Our wealthy people behave like sheep sellers and slave traders, walking around in bathhouses and public squares.